This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The financial mess that is the city of Detroit. Now they might have to sell off the Detroit Institute's art collection. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has the story.
Rodin and Rembrandt, Matisse and Picasso. The museum has great works from every era, potentially worth billions. Executive Vice President Anne-Marie Erickson says they must stay.
We hold this collection in the public trust, and you don't use something held in the public trust as an asset.
She says the agreement with the city says art can only be sold to acquire new works, not pay bills. That's pretty standard museum ethics, but these are desperate times. Attorney Jim Spiato has represented other struggling cities and can imagine what Detroit is thinking.
It is great to have a terrific museum and art. That is not as important as having good educational programs, infrastructure, and public safety.
The museum says art and culture are important, too.
I was born and raised in Detroit, and I stayed in this city to work in this museum, and I firmly believe that this museum is an incredible benefit to the city.
But for a city $15 billion in debt, even the unthinkable is possible. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.